What else have you heard from other people who say they can corroborate a piece of it?
Well, I would have to say that the most interesting and certainly verifiable piece of information that has come my way was an email I got from a fellow by the name of Douglas Caddy. Now, anybody that's kind of a Watergate buff knows that Douglas Caddy was my father's first attorney during the early period of his Watergate defense. Douglas Caddy also happens to have been the attorney of a gentleman named Billy Saul Estes, who was prominent in LBJ circles, somewhat a kind of a dirty hands guy. He was he was connected to a lot of shady stuff that LBJ was trying to pull back in the day prior to his ascending the throne, the presidency. In any event, Douglas Caddy emailed me a few times and told me that that he during his representation of Billy Saul Estes, was told by Billy Saul Estes that LBJ was in fact the one of the prime movers and shakers, motivators, plotters in the assassination of President Kennedy, and that he felt that my father, was being absolutely truthful in this matter. And
how about that? That's very interesting, that especially somebody with that kind of credibility.
Yeah.
Now, would they be willing to go on the record in terms of like an affidavit or appearing with you on, you know, 60 Minutes? Or if somebody else contacts you, would he be willing to step up to the plate on this, or did he just send that to you sort of back channel to have you keep going?
Well, I don't know. You know, I can't speak for Mr. For Mr. Caddy, but I can say that we do have a relationship, somewhat built on, you know, the historical fact that he was my father's first attorney. I do recall meeting him back in those days. This is 1972, 1973. We do have, a remembrance of each other, and he does have this information that he said was totally supportive of what my father was revealing to me, and in turn what I'm revealing to the country.
Okay.
So, I think it could be easily a situation where he'd be, he'd be easy to contact. I can certainly contact him and see,
I would. I'd get it. I'd sort of strike while the iron is hot on that, because if we look at the history of this story, since we've tried to move the needle on it on Coast to Coast AM and Coast to Coast Live, that it seems like suddenly, it just like in your own experience, people are very interested. Oh, put me down. I'd love to do something with it. You watch to see what we'll do with it. But very few people come through. It's so much so far. It's Rolling Stone and us. On the wildcard line, somebody who goes by Anonymous. I don't know quite what to do with this, but I'll give you a few seconds. I'll treat you like a hostile witness. Anonymous, if you're not willing to come forward with any even kind of a fake name, I don't know quite what to do. But where are you with this? Here's St. John Hunt. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to talk to both of you and confirm everything that St. John is saying, because my father was involved in that. He's no longer living, so I feel like I can at least talk about it. I was really shocked to hear this on the coast tonight. I'm a longtime listener every weekend, and when I heard that this had come out, it confirmed everything that I know.
Well,
everything.
I appreciate that. You're going to have to give us a little bit more to work with.
The situation is that I believe, okay, this is my opinion, having grown up with my father, who is a Texan, that there is a Texas camaraderie there that is very deep. My father was friends with Governor Connally. We moved to Washington, D.C. right before Kennedy was assassinated. And yes, Ian, I know exactly where I was when I heard that he had been assassinated. And my brother was a surgeon, a doctor, and his closest friend was an accountant at Watergate. So I've been in Washington, D.C. since 61. I was 11 years old. I was 12 when Kennedy was assassinated.
Well, let me ask you, though. I mean, and I mm-hmm. just, what was it that your father did that you believe corroborates this story. Give us that much. If your father's dead,
yes.
Fill in the blank a little bit more
my,
than
my father worked for the industrial, military industrial complex.
Okay, so he worked for one of the contractors
he
that
was
were
at the Pentagon.
Okay.
He exited the Pentagon after he brought down Nixon, and they had a midnight session of Congress, and all of the people who were have been involved since Kennedy on retired, and the next thing I knew, my father was on a 32-foot sailboat, you know, at a yacht club somewhere in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I've lived through my friends being snatched off the street, given drugs, and watched, you know, all of that. So I've been through all of that, and I know for a fact that the tapes for Nixon, I know all about Johnson. My father knew him. I was actually married to a relative of Estes. I heard you talking about that.
Billy Sol Estes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, uh-huh. So
very interesting.
I've actually been involved in that, and I've worked overseas in Saudi Arabia. I'm not involved now. I live in a remote state in the United States, and I could tell you a lot of how the story continued.
Well, you know, ma'am, if you'd like to, you know, if you'd like to get in touch with me through my website, you can email me, and we can, you know, continue this conversation. I'd love to talk with you further on this, you know, through the emails, if you'd care
it's
to.
It's really, really
interesting
subject.
Pardon me? I appreciate
it. I'm so surprised and so glad to hear that truth could come out.
It can only be accepted as truth if more and more people corroborate it and bring forth the kind of testimony that will win over the skeptics and create the kind of logarithm that is needed in this equation to get a tipping point. And it isn't just 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, but it's got to be 1 plus 1 brings in 10, brings in 100,
right,
that more and more people will come forward and say, well, here's my little piece of the puzzle, and then we'll take it from there.